This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I started into the book last night. Gary Busey, Buseyism's Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth Bible. And it's some really good stories. I'm pretty up on a lot of stuff. I love finding out about people and biographies and like that. And there are stories in there I had no idea. No idea, man. It's a great book.
Born June 29th in Goose Creek, Texas. He attended Pittsburgh State University in Pittsburgh, Kansas on a football scholarship before transferring to Oklahoma State. He launched an acting career that has seen him in such films as The Buddy Holly Story, A Star Is Born, Lethal Weapon, Point Break, Under Siege, The Firm, Fear and Loathing, and many more. And now he's released a new book, titled Buseyism's Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. Please welcome Gary Busey.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. I sat down last night and started to read this book and got about a third to a halfway through. There's a lot of information. I had no idea. What a life.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating to me, too. My sweetheart wife, Stephanie Sampson, wrote it, and she suggested I write a book about me, my memoirs, and people were asking me, why don't you write a book with Buseyisms? Why don't you write a book about yourself? So we combined them. Yeah. Buseyism is where I take the letters to spell a word and create a new definition for that word.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the word nuts, N-U-T-S. That stands for never underestimate the spirit.
Well, you started this journey, at least in college, just down the road in Coffeyville and then in Pitt State, just 100 some miles away from Kansas City.
I would like to ask you a favor.
Yes, sir.
Talk slower.
Yes, sir.
I can't understand you. Your words are together so close, it's like a bad sandwich.
Got you. You started life, college, in Coffeyville, Kansas, very
started
close.
What?
Coffeyville.
I was a junior college. I had a football
yes.
scholarship to 1 hour from the town I grew up in, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes, and that's not far from us, Kansas City, and you also played at Pitt State.
Yeah, and then I had a knee injury, lost my athletic scholarship, transferred to Oklahoma State University, and got a dramatic scholarship.
Yes. And your music career, the Rubber Band.
The Rubber Band was a band started in college at OSU, and then we went to California and got a deal with Epic Records. Then acting started in 1970, so that band stopped. And then I began playing drums with Leon Russell. I've been on the stage with Bruce Springsteen, Bonnie Raitt, Tom Petty. It's a wonderful experience, music.
It is.
Paul McCartney's a dear friend,
Gary.
As is Richard Starkey, a.k.a. Ringo, George Harrison. And I didn't get to meet John because he passed away before the time came to meet him.
It is a fascinating story, Gary, about your music ability that I think the world knows you as an incredible actor and a really big personality. But I had no idea that you had played at the Whiskey with the Doors.
I didn't play.
But the same night.
That was my band I took out there from Stillwater, Oklahoma. And the manager we would said, I want you to come to this club and see the group I'm managing. I said, okay. We all said, okay. We went dressed in our blue blazers, white pants, sidelocks. It was all four of us, our band uniform. Everybody at the Whiskey had no shirts on, tattoos, hair down to their waist. And they had films on the wall showing protoplasm with hydras and amoebas in them.
Right.
The opening act was them. And Van Morrison was singing a hit of the day, which was Gloria. The opening act was the Doors. And when they were playing, I leaned over to my piano player and said, I think we're on the wrong trail ride. Then we went back to school, and the biggest hit on radio was like my fire.
Right? Right.
It's wonderful how you learn without thinking you're learning because it happens naturally.
Yes.
Automatically.
Yes. But, you know, to tour with Leon Russell, to play with Bruce Springsteen, I mean, that's, you have to be a caliber of a musician and a certain kind of star to walk those stages. And I thought that was fascinating.
No, that's good to be that. But I was just simply in the right place at the right time.
So good. So and how about the story about, was it David Carradine? You were thirsty. You're in his trailer. You asked for something to drink.
Well, we were playing guitars, me and William Catt, who co-starred with me in Big Wednesday, the surfing movie. And mm-hmm. We were playing guitars. And David was sitting there. And I said, "I'm thirsty. Do you have any water?" He said, "Have some grapefruit juice." So I took swigs of grapefruit juice, and there's a knock on the door. "We need you guys for the fight scene because we're going to shoot it in slow motion." We thought we were finished, but we weren't. That's something you need to learn. When you think you're finished, you're really not. Anyway, we went to the set, and I said, my saliva glands are acting funny. "Wow, what's that from?" And David said, "There are 21 hits of Clear Light in the grapefruit juice." So I was peeking on acid when I had to fight David and pour flour on the head of Chief Dan George and stomp on his glasses. And really upset me. And I was sitting next to Chief Dan George between takes, and I said, "I would never do this. I have Native American blood in me, Delaware and Cherokee. This is very embarrassing to me to do this to you." And he sat there having his hair combed, his eyes were closed, meditation, and he put his left hand on my right thigh and said, "Don't worry, I know how to play the game." And I went, "Wow, whoa." I learned a lot from doing that trip. It was a good trip. That's how it happened and what happened.
The book has so many twists and turns, and that's right, that story was LSD, but for some reason I thought there was another PCP story as well. And I just,
let me tell you this. It's in the book.
Yes.
I'm not going to tell about the stories that are in the book. I want you to get the book and read it, and you'll see it from your own point of view.
Sure.
And it's written in a way that is better than I can tell you. Get the book. Buy it. Please buy it. You'll have fun reading it. It's a quick read. You'll learn about Buseisms, where you can start making your own isms mm-hmm. with your own mind and your own heart and your own creativity. Get the book. It's in the book.
I have the book. Thank you. Oh, shit. That went well.
That's
Wait. Talk slower. Your words are like a bad sandwich.
We've got a new t-shirt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.